Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And as promised, we're joined now by Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Grohn. As I was getting connected with Coach Grohn there, I was telling him how good it is to be talking to him again. And most of the time, that means that it's basketball season. But Coach Grohn, as he joins us, gave me the all too painful reminder that, yeah, well, there was the white stuff on the ground this morning, too, that would let you know that it's hoop season. I didn't need that reminder. But nonetheless, I know it comes with the territory, Coach, so it's great that basketball season is on its way and you guys open up Friday night. So just thanks for being here. And I guess just start off by telling us how practices have been going with a group that's got a lot of new faces on your varsity team.
Yeah, you know, we do have a lot of new players on our team. You know, we lost quite a few players from last year, but practices have been going really well. I really like the attitude that I see in practice every day. They're a great group of kids to work with. And, you know, we're seeing growth every day out of these kids. And that's really, you know, all we can strive for really right now.
You're coming off a season where you went 15-8 and made the regional semifinals. As you touched on already, a lot of new faces. Graduated five seniors. Maya Crawford moves, of course, to Ames. Many people aware of that. Tiger and Panther fans. So what's your early impressions, Coach Grohn, about what might make this team stand on its own? What's going to be the unique characteristics?
You know, I think when you look at this group, I find them to be a very competitive group, and they want to do well. And everything we do in practice, they compete at a high level. And really, that's what we're going to have to bring into each game. I mean, obviously, really no easy nights in the MVC when you go every Tuesday, Friday night and you play games. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready to compete, and you know, that's the biggest thing that we can ask out of them right now in practice is every drill compete, so that way that transfers to games on Tuesdays and Friday night.
I have to imagine, I mean, every offseason is important, but given the roster turnover, were you just looking for as much participation as possible, or did you change anything up, Coach Grohn, kind of knowing the circumstances of this team? I'm always interested to learn about, you know, how a coach deals with his team during the off season.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the nicest things is a lot of the kids that are going to play major roles in our varsity program this year played JV last year for us and practiced with the varsity every day. So when we talk about some of our concepts and some of the things that we want to do on the offensive end and defensive end, they're very familiar with. So I felt like coming into not only the off season this summer, but coming into practices this winter, is that everybody, I feel like we're a little bit ahead of the game just because we do have that experience just from practices last year. We really didn't have a lot of new things we were putting in regards to strategically how we do things offensively or defensively. And I feel like we're moving along at a quicker pace than what you would normally think with such a new team.
That just makes me think, Coach Grohn, that's a great thing that you guys have been able to hit the ground running with the offense and the knowledge of the schemes on both ends of the floor. Has that made you maybe put a little bit more on their plate here in the early going? Are you challenging this team with anything before you lace them up for real on Friday night?
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively and defensively, I think they're just the type of team that likes to be challenged. I think they're the type of team that wants to be pushed on a daily basis. It's just kind of their mindset. So we have been pushing them, you know, just with things that we want to add and put in. And quite honestly, even with a experienced team last year that we had this year, I feel like we're just as far, if not farther along in some of the schemes that we want to do just because, you know, these girls really strive for that.
Do you feel like, though, Coach, that as good as things have gone here in the preseason, that, you know, November and the early part of December before holiday break comes, that you and your staff, maybe you'll be doing a little bit more note-taking and note-sharing because there will be plenty for you guys to learn about this team on your end?
Absolutely. I think not only from the aspect of, you know, how are we going to adapt with the players that we have this year? Because for a lot of them, you know, until we actually get into those game situations and we kind of get a better feel for, you know, what we can or can't do or what we have to tweak a little bit, you know, we're going to be you know, not only with our us coaches, but with the girls, and we're usually really upfront with them in terms of what we want to try to accomplish on a regular basis. And I think we're going to see a lot of growth out of this team. And you're exactly right, you know, kind of going into Christmas break, where are we going to be? And I think we have a great combination of some really good teams that we are going to play, and then we play some great teams up before Christmas break to just kind of tell us where we really are and what we need to work on.
Cedar Falls Tigers girls basketball coach Greg Groen, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers take on, you got Sumner Fredericksburg at the Jamboree on Thursday night, don't you?
Yes, we play the 8:15 game. That's the last game of the Jamboree. There's, I believe, three other games before us, and we play Sumner Fredericksburg.
And then you'll lace them up for real Friday night against Waterloo East at home, and we'll have that game over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan back on the call again this season, and folks can tune in to pregame coverage starting at 7:15 Friday night. Coach, when it comes to leadership on your team, I would say it's fair that Grace Knutson, a junior, is going to be looked to for leadership. She's coming off a great season, 12.5 points per game as a sophomore. What's next for Grace, and you know, what are you asking out of her?
Yeah, Grace had a great offseason. You know, was able to play a lot of basketball. She committed to Drake in the offseason, and so she's going to be going there, and she has her goal set high, you know, she's one that keeps pushing herself every day, and I think not only as a vocal leader, but just by her example every day in practice and how hard she works, I think that just really sets the tone for everybody else on the team. And you know, I think she's going to have a great year. She's made great strides over the summer, and she's going to have to. I mean, she obviously returns the most experience on our team. And she's going to have to step up for us in a lot of different ways this season.
And when it comes to, you know, who's going to be out there with Grace, we've touched on it already, plenty of new faces. I would imagine there might even be someone that, you know, maybe after holiday break, they weren't a part of the rotation. Next thing you know, they are because of, you know, just the makeup of this team. But what can you tell us right now about who else you're looking to for leadership, who else you're looking to be a factor out there on Tuesday and Friday nights at this point?
Yeah, I think we have to first look at our two seniors. We have two great seniors that are great leadership in Jonna Deacon and Taylor Urbanic, and they just do a great job of really creating the tone of our practice each and every day. And then I think, you know, if we start looking, we have Anaya Burks. She is new for us this year. Her dad became the one of the UNI assistant coaches, and so she joins us, and she's been a great addition. The other junior we have is Avery Bear, and then we have a large group of sophomores that are going to be playing up. A lot of them played JV last year, going to get a lot of varsity experience. Grace Hannum, she's going to give us a little bit of height at 6'1". Gabby Hanks and Sophie Stanek, they give us a lot of speed from that guard spot. We think that they can really help us on the defensive end. And then we have a freshman coming in, Kara Spindley, who will play a big part in what we do this year. And she has a ton of potential that will help us this year.
Coach Groen, given all your experience, and I know you've played young players before on your teams, you know, how case by case is it when you're trying to, you know, get the most out of a sophomore or a freshman? Or is there maybe a little bit of a go-to library that you've built up over the years where you think, hey, I remember what I did here with this young lady, and it worked. It kind of turned her season around. What can you tell us about the coaching aspects of underclassmen when you're counting on them on the varsity?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing when you're talking about underclassmen is just giving them the confidence day to day. You know, there's going to be some good days, some struggles. You're going to play teams where a lot of good things happen. You're going to play teams where, you know, you struggle with certain things. And it's just that positive reinforcement every day, and just keep their positive attitude going, because it's going to come. You just got to get them to believe that, you know, you're going to get there. And so through the good and through the not so good, you just got to keep them rolling.
Is it possible that the level of competition – is higher this year in the Mississippi division of the MVC. Is that even possible, Coach Grown? It's just been boys and girls. It's just blown my mind how good the product has been out of the Mississippi Valley Conference these past few years.
Yeah, the no doubt that the talent that we're seeing in the MVC this year is going to be through the roof, and it's a very senior dominated group this year. I think when you look across the board, you know, when you look at Waterloo West and Iowa City West and Iowa City Liberty, Lynn Marr, Dubuque Senior, very senior dominated in those teams. And as we all know, when you play senior dominated teams, they're tough to beat. So, you know, whether you're at home or on the road, there's just going to be just a lot of really good basketball that's played in the MVC this year.
Coach Grown, thanks so much for your time. Always enjoy talking to you, learning more about your team, and best of luck, best of health this season. Can't wait to hear your Tigers back on cruising this Friday night. So best of luck this season.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.